Today for the SIE exam, we are covering the different types of securities offerings. Let's start with a primary offering. This is when a company creates and sells brand new shares of stock to raise capital for itself. The most famous type of primary offering is the initial public offering, or IPO. This is the very first time a private company makes its shares available to the public. The proceeds from an IPO go directly to the company to fund operations, expansion, or pay down debt. On the exam, you might see a question like, when a corporation raises capital by selling new securities to the public, this is known as a. The answer is a primary offering. The key is that new shares are being created and the money goes to the company. Now, let's contrast this with a secondary offering. In a secondary offering, no new shares are created. Instead, existing shareholders, like the company's founders, executives, or venture capitalists, are selling their previously owned shares to the public. The critical difference, and a frequent exam topic, is where the money goes. In a secondary offering, the proceeds go directly to the selling shareholders, not to the company. A common trap is to confuse a secondary offering with a follow-on offering. A follow-on offering is when a company that is already public decides to issue more new shares to raise additional capital. Since the company is getting the proceeds, a follow-on is a type of primary offering, not a secondary one. What if a company wants to raise capital without going through the extensive process of a public offering? They can use a private placement. Under the SEC's Regulation D, a company can sell securities directly to a select group of investors without registering the securities. These are typically accredited investors, which the SEC defines as individuals with a high net worth or income, or sophisticated institutions. Because these securities are not registered with the SEC, they are called restricted securities. An exam question might describe a scenario where a company sells stock to 35 accredited investors and asks you to identify the type of transaction. The correct answer would be a private placement. This brings us to Rule 144, which governs the sale of restricted and control securities. We know restricted securities are those acquired in a private placement. Control securities are shares held by an affiliate of the company, like a corporate insider. Rule 144 provides a safe harbor, allowing these securities to be sold to the public if certain conditions are met. For restricted securities, the most important condition is a holding period. The investor must hold the securities for at least 6 months before they can sell them. For control securities, there are volume limitations on how much an insider can sell over any 90-day period. The exam loves testing the holding period, so be prepared for a question like, under Rule 144, what is the mandatory holding period for restricted securities of a public company? The answer is 6 months. To keep these offerings straight, just remember this simple phrase. Primary means proceeds to the company, and secondary means shares from existing shareholders. This mental shortcut helps you focus on the flow of money, which is often the key to getting the question right.